takes the snap, looks, still looking, going deep to the end zone. Caught! It is caught, no, but dropped as he hit the ground. Oh, no.
He had it.
Oh, no, that was Josh Doctson. He had caught it, and as he came down, hit the ground, it was dislodged.
And that was WMAL's Redskins analyst Larry Michael with the end of the game last night. Literally 4 seconds left. Larry, good morning. Oh, Larry, no, what a...
Trevor. Wait, Larry
I'm
Michael.
Sorry, Trevor.
Larry
I'm
Michael,
sorry.
The voice of the Redskins.
Trevor, yeah, Trevor,
and
I'm
our,
sorry.
And our beloved WMAL analyst, Trevor Mattis, joins us now.
Exactly. So thank you for that.
Of course.
I appreciate
it's
that.
It's disorienting, especially when you watch a pass like that.
Idiot. Yeah, Trevor, thank you. Sorry about that, Trevor. So
oh,
what
no,
happened? You heard
okay.
Larry.
I heard Larry there.
What happened?
Good. Everything is lost now. All is lost. So tell us what happened last night. How did it all fall apart?
Well, it fell apart because after a good start, the Redskins offense went away for a long time. And they didn't have a drive after their first field goal to go up 10-0. They didn't have a drive on offense that lasted more than 3 minutes until much, much later in the game. That meant that the Redskins' defense had to stay on the field a much longer time and defend many more plays than they did in the last 2 weeks when they looked so good. And the defense eventually wore down.
It seemed like that the team was performing well up until the final quarter. I mean, the Redskins, you know, I talked to a lot of people. They felt like the Redskins looked good yesterday. I mean, they were coming out of two wins. They were facing a Chiefs team that is had been thus far undefeated, remains undefeated now. But in terms of just looking for a team that is performing at a professional level, the Redskins did that last night, no?
You know what they did, and for all the difficulties that they had, they were on the road at the loudest stadium in the NFL playing the last team that's undefeated, I believe, certainly one of the best teams in the NFL right now, and they played it right down to the wire. The Redskins missed some opportunities, but that game was tied with just a few seconds to go, literally. And I thought that the Redskins won't accept that as a moral victory. But there's a lot in this game that Redskins fans can look to be excited about. Because a lot of things that they did were things that they've done much better in recent years, especially on the defensive side of the ball, especially getting pressure on the passer. I mean, for most of the game, the Redskins' pass rush continued to be a revelation that it has not been in recent years. This year, they've been collapsing pockets, and they did it again against the Chiefs.
All right. Well, we'll see if they can pick things up as they head into the bye week. The Redskins, I thought, looked good, but as you pointed out, things collapsed towards the end. Now it's just a matter of finishing going forward. Thank you very much, Trevor Mattis, for giving us a quick rundown of the game last night.
Sure, you're very welcome, and I'll give my best to Larry.
Please do.
Thanks.
All right, really appreciate that. 7:50 now on